You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. As of last Friday, August 6th, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has delayed the U.S. Senate's August recess to force action on the infrastructure bill. Next on the agenda before the break may be a vote on one version of the For the People Act, amended by Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Manchin has indicated that he may have bipartisan support for the bill, but many democracy advocates are skeptical that he has enough votes to pass the bill. Manchin's amendment does slim down the For the People Act, but does retain some of the voting rights components, like automatic voter registration, ethics reform for the executive branch and keeping lobbyists from working for foreign countries, and keeps campaign finance reform features like disclosure of dark money and political advertising donors. If the Manchin Amendment doesn't pass, it does not mean the end of the For the People Act, but it does raise the urgency of filibuster reform. Reports are circulating that a failure of the Manchin Amendment will put added pressure on Manchin, Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, and New Hampshire's own Senators Maggie Hassan and Jean Shaheen to change the filibuster to allow a simple majority for constitutional-related bills or to restore the talking filibuster. The Senate switchboard is 888-453-3211. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.